Well, yesterday on the program, I spoke about the charge this young bloke, Jack Whiten, was facing from the judiciary. Let's have a listen. Look, I've looked at the video over and over and over again. I'm convinced Jack Whiten should have been able to prepare for this game coming up this weekend because it's a tackle that's not a shoulder charge. Side on, it looks bad, but front on, it's a push. And I think Stephen Roach made that point in Fox commentary over the course of the weekend. He said, well, there's hands involved here, and there are. It's a push with the hands, and the shoulder is behind the hands. In the case of Michael Innes, I don't think he should have been cited, but how does the same match review committee cite Jack Whiten? Now, Canberra will go there tonight. I hope they've got a good barrister, a QC or an SC, because he should be able to tear them apart. Now, I don't know who the match review judiciary panel will be, but they'll be former players, three of them. And hopefully, when they see the replay head on, they'll just say, after about 4 minutes of deliberations, what are we doing here? And that's exactly what happened, except that was a minute out. It took 5 minutes, apparently. The Canberra Raiders coach, Ricky Stewart's on the line. G'day, Ricky.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Not bad. You have to drive back last night, did you?
We did, mate. Yeah, we there was a late hearing and we missed our last flight, so we got back late last night.
It's a pleasant enough drive anyway down the highway, and you would have been in a fairly good mood.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's just been a major distraction, mate, to the preparation for our semi-final. It's been the hardest part of it all, so we'll get back into it today.
Look, I don't want to dwell on last night, but Greg McCallum phoned me yesterday to make a point about all of this. In the old system, the match review committee, when he was chairman, would get together on a Monday, and three or four of them would pore over the various tapes and have a look at it. Under the new system, different people at different times look over the tapes on a, you know, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and you get different people getting different things. And so it stands to reason that the same people who looked at Michael Innes might not have been the same people who looked at Jack's case.
Well, that was the point I was going to raise to you, just hearing your introduction there. I mean, if they're not the same people, we're coming up with different interpretations from the same tackles. Yeah. And, you know, there was a point last night where there was a different interpretation spoken about, which we hadn't heard about. So, we were a little bit confused in regards to certain interpretations even last night. But as your introduction said there, that hopefully we had a good barrister, and we did in QC in Nick Gabar. He did a wonderful job, and it was at the end of the day very quick because there was no shoulder charge and there was separation in the arm once the initial contact was made.
Okay, let's leave it there because you need to get back to worrying about what happens this weekend.
That's right.
One of the things you and I spoke about at the early part of the season when things weren't going as swimmingly as they are at the moment, when they started to go good, you said to me, this is a really happy football team. This is a bunch of young blokes who really enjoy doing what they're doing.
That's right, and the thing I often say to a lot of my friends who look and they talk about the boys in regards to the way they're playing, and I'm very fortunate to be their coach. They are a very happy bunch, but they're very very tight too, and it's a big thing when you're involved in a team or a business, a company. When you're with one another every day of the week, it's important to have that mateship. It's important to be able to get along with one another, and they're all buying into the same type of culture and values we're trying to present.
Is that about, and I often quote the late Jack Gibson, it's really important to have good footballers, but they've got to be good people and perhaps better people than they are footballers.
Well, it's important to have good blokes in a football club, Ray, because so much is dependent upon them outside the game, outside training and their preparation. And just having a good bloke around turns other guys' decisions and choices in life into better choices. And now, I don't try and change their personalities at all. I've got a great staff here who just try and give them the right direction and push them in the right way. And when you're winning, it's easy. You can talk highly about them, but even when we're losing, I know that you'll get through tough days because they are good fellas.
You've had a few tough years.
I've had a lot.
I remember Bezo and I had a cup of coffee with you your first year down there, and I'm thinking you're upbeat, and I'm thinking, I think Riggy might be mad. I know he loves living in Canberra. I think he might be mad.
Well, there's a lot of people who think that, so you're not the only one. No, it's good. It, 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 the community is really getting behind the boys at the moment, and everyone loves a winner, so it's wonderful at the moment. But as I say, when you've got a tough group that bond together, when you have got a bit of adversity or tough times, you get through those a bit quicker.
Can you believe that you are one game away from a grand final qualifier because you finished second?
No, it's. I don't think anybody would have thought 6 to 8 weeks ago that we were going to be in this position. And you know, we just keep working. We just keep working hard towards each game, and it's the way I coach. It's the way I've been trying to present it to the players, that we just worry about what we've got today and worry about what game we're preparing for, and leave everything else to itself. And that's probably the advantage we got. We're away from all the hype, and we're just worrying about each game as it comes.
Any injury concerns?
No, we're all good, mate. We're all healthy, and it's a just an added bonus now that Jack's available to play, so he'll get back into his first day of prep.
Okay. Back to preparation. Thanks for sparing me a few minutes. I appreciate
Thanks,
it. Right. Good luck on the weekend against Cronulla.
Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks. Bye. Ricky Stewart, the Canberra Raiders coach, and it's nice of him to... But he's aware that we broadcast at 2CC in Canberra. He's home base, and he was more than agreeable when I spoke to him last night late to come on the program and have a yarn today. Really, really good. Really good.